Welcome to the 4 Minute Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 5th of March. And that's Greenwich Mean Time, of course. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights today. Well, Asian stock markets, mixed performance. China, interestingly, extended its huge gains yesterday, but only slightly. However, it was a bloodbath in Europe today. Actually, the Swiss SMI index was down the least, and that's the one that had been leading on the downside. It was down 1.65%, but you've got the DAX down 5%, and there were big hits. The Wall Street leash effect, even more importantly, remains very negative. We had declines of 4% on the three major indices. Against that background, long-dated government bond prices were very strong. The U.S. long bond has one of its biggest ever gains here. That's up 3 11/32 seconds as I speak, still trading in after hours. And I didn't mention the time of this start. I think it was at 9:15 p.m. Now, the let's see, just looking at the screen here to see what else of other major news occurred today. First, the dollar, as you might expect against that background, is firm, and the yen is even stronger. So they're all these linkages that we've been seeing in the past. In other words, fear indicates or leads to a stronger dollar and a stronger yen. The moment there's a little bit of optimism in the markets, we see the yen in particular come off. But let me continue with the review here. Industrial metals a bit mixed. Big rallies in precious metals here today. Gold is currently up nearly $27 as I speak. That's taken it up to over $9.33. And silver has a more modest gain, but still up 31 cents. And platinum not doing badly in here as well, up over $20 in the after hours trading. Crude is down. Natural gas is also down. Most of the soft commodities are easier here today. Okay, so what's going on overall? Well, the big story, the really big one that counts, is that the Wall Street leash effect is still leading down. Also, global bank indices, for the most part, are weak. And there have been some additional deteriorations in there that I find worrying. The Indian bank index, for instance, is extending its overall bear trend. And the Japanese banks are fairly weak. The European and North American bank indices remain particularly weak. But there are no strong bank, and the Australian bank indices or index is weak. That's troubling because I think that we certainly can be looking for bottoms here. We are seeing bottoming activity in a number of the resources sectors. And the only really well-performing bank index that I'm aware of at the moment, I haven't checked Taiwan recently or South Korea recently, but the mainland China bank index is doing extremely well, as is the as are the mainland Chinese A-share indices. So the China leash effect, which is not yet as established and powerful as the Wall Street leash effect, it can't be, because China has a much smaller stock market. but it's growing bigger all the time. And I think relative to Wall Street and other stock markets. And the China leash effect is obviously what obviously has more influence within the Asian region itself. But the Wall Street leash effect is still the big one, as it's been, well, my goodness, for as long as I've been in this business, and no doubt, no doubt longer. Now, it's very hard for any market to buck that trend for long, and I'll be interested and a little bit apprehensive in terms of what that might actually cause in Asia. In Asia, Japan was one of the indices on the upside, up nearly 2% here today. That has been holding above its low, but it's still very near that low, as is the Singapore index, as is the Indian Sensex index. So, despite lots of ranging reversion to the mean activity over the last few months, the only index that actually rallied enough and re or ranged enough, and it did both, I'm talking about China again, rallied enough and ranged enough to actually touch its declining moving average, was China. And then it backed away as the Wall Street slide was getting underway. Now, as you know, we won't have confirmation of the next bull market, and yes, there will be another bull market, there always is, and it'll probably be a very good one, because the lower this market goes, the more recovery scope there will be, by virtually by definition, unless one thinks this really is the end of the world, which I certainly don't, although it feels like it, doesn't it? At times. Now, China, as I say, is the has shown the best leadership here overall, and it remains very much our candidate. It remains very much our candidate to lead on the upside a little later on. Now, I'm sorry, I had a Skype coming in there on my same system, and that may come through again here, but I'll try to move on here quickly. I hope you didn't get to hear that, but I certainly could. What else did I need to mention here? The precious metals responding to fear. This sector looks strong, and it has all along. Gold is really a safe haven, and it is about the only area, the precious metals sector, where I have been able to make any decent profits in the last few months. Now, of course, if I'd been short the stock market indices all this time, then I would have done so as well. But that's, I think, shorting the stock market indices. Well, these trends are still consistent, so technically, it's justified. I personally think the risks are higher, but again, one can use a trailing stop on that than buying the precious metals. And my strategy, which has not been good in the stock markets, has been to try to come in on the oversold conditions, and try to come in on the oversold conditions and catch a rally. That's tough. That's a tough way to make money. And so I'm favoring the overall position of just picking these precious metals up on the setbacks and taking profits on the better rallies. I think precious metals, as I say, are safer overall than shorting the stock markets down here, because I do agree with people who say, look, this is going to produce a very rapid turnaround and a sharp rally before long. Perhaps that'll happen when people are just beginning to give up hope that that's likely to take place. But you can bet there are plenty of shorts in the market. And I also think that we're at a stage where most of the people who are going to be selling long positions have already done so. So that's how I see that background. The long-dated government bond indices. There's been further talk of the overall purchasing of these by central banks. So the so-called quantitative easing, and maybe we're actually seeing some of that. And but the net result here is that the U.S. long-dated government bond futures, which had broken down out of a trading range, have failed to maintain that rebound, failed to maintain that downward break, rather. And the failure on is has also produced the biggest upside day that I think I've seen, certainly in quite a while. So while stock markets are weak, I think we can certainly expect some further rises in those long-dated government bond futures. So, in other words, yields coming off once again. I think that also applies to, again, precious metals will rally further while people are so worried about stock markets overall. The dollar will remain steady, and the yen, well, as I said in my introduction, you see this yen weakening. As the Japanese very much wanted to do, they certainly want a lower yen and made no secret of that. But even their efforts to weaken the yen, which were working quite effectively, those get sidetracked or overwhelmed temporarily when we actually see a really bad day on Wall Street, such as today. Interesting stuff. I want to thank you all for your emails regarding the email of the day three that appeared in the subscribers area. It was very much subscriber material, so I didn't put it in the public area. Lots of emails just offering support, which is always nice, and a number making some points, and also some very interesting observations, I felt. And so I've used a number of those today, and I will do so again tomorrow. Owen's got the more fascinating copy here to date in terms of outside articles and reports. It's one by Niall Ferguson that I think is particularly outstanding. Meanwhile, roll on Friday. I'm sure it'll be interesting. And all the very best to all of you.